order. Please rise for the flag salute. Will you please lead us?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of
the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel, let the record reflect Commissioner Kriebel is absent. Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. For the people here that have never been to a meeting, just I will let you know what we do is we go through everything. It's our workshop part of the meeting, and what we discuss in the beginning, we will be voting on. So we go from a workshop right into a voting meeting. So the first thing is we do not have any presentations tonight, correct? No department head reports. Our department heads in the audience are here for resolutions or whatever. Okay. Capital discussion. We are not discussing that tonight. We don't have any minutes to vote on. We do not have any ordinances to introduce. And we do not have any public hearings or adoption of ordinances. What we do have is a pretty good list of resolutions that we will vote on by consent. So I will go through them and we'll discuss them if discussion is needed. I have a question on one or two. First one is 2021-338, and that is us approving the promotion of Daniel Bagnell to Sewer Repairer 2/Water Repairer 3, correct?
Yes.
He is absolutely wonderful.
Yep.
I had a problem. He, with my soap out front, mm-hmm. you know, in the street, I never saw, he would not give up, Ernie. He would not give up until he could fit. I was watching him and I'm like, you know what? You're like a surgeon.
Right.
No, and then I saw the flashlight that the fire department gave Public Works, those flashlights. But just watching him, I was amazed. And he was so dedicated and he was not going to give up until he figured out what was wrong. So when I saw this on here today, I said, well deserved.
It's consistent with what we're doing with a lot of our staff
right.
throughout the city, not just right. Public Works,
right.
to get them in the right spot.
Exactly.
He's got the experience, he's got the knowledge to
right.
be in that level. And that's
right.
you know, with Cindy helping us getting through
civil service
and all. Service, so
yeah.
that's why that's happening.
But
so.
I got to see him
I agree.
In action as,
I agree.
As a worker. He yep. is ace. So I don't think we have to discuss that.
Nope.
The next is 2021-339. It's amending our 2020 municipal budget by inserting a special item of revenue and appropriation from the state.
Just
this is
21.
2021. That wasn't my mistake, right?
I don't know. I just heard.
2021. Correct. Appropriation from the state, New Jersey Municipal Alliance Grant 2021. This is through the 159 process, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. That's all.
My one question, Al, is it says it's the amount of $47.60.82, and then it says cash match and in-kind amount.
Correct.
Of $47.60.82, and then it gives us a total.
Right.
So the cash match and in-kind is us, the city?
Yes.
So is that amount split in half of cash and the other half is in-kind?
Yes.
Okay.
That's and you have to word it that way.
That's fine.
When you submit it.
Right. Because right. usually it's either a cash match or an in kind.
It's both in this case.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's unusual. That's why
it's 75-25, but I just combined it.
Totally. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That was my question. You okay with that, Lance?
Yes.
Great.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next is 2021-340, and that is requesting approval of special items of revenue and appropriation. And this is a grant from the New Jersey Department of Transportation, a grant of $310,000. And Lance, I guess you might want to, this is the Edgewater in Suffolk, right?
Yes. Yep. Suffolk Avenue, repair and paving. Right. Roads in pretty rough shape, so.
Right, yeah, you think?
It won't cover all the cost, but it will cover the majority of it.
Great.
Put some in our budget to finish that off, right, Ed? Yes. Yep. 90%. A little bit less. Right. Yeah, I think looking at those streets, I think the fourth block is in need.
So yes,
I think that's something we should look at. We're going to be coming probably in January, February, maybe, with capital. Yep. Yep. So
great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is 2021-341. This is a tax abatement agreement for block 96, lot 1.03, also known as 5015 Ventnor Avenue. Next is another tax abatement agreement, block 96, lot 1.04, known as 5017 Ventnor Avenue. The next is 2023-343, another tax abatement agreement, block 133, lot 2, also known as 1 North Swarthmore Avenue. And the last tax abatement is 2021-344, and this is for block 341, lot 2.02, also known as 5505 Wellington. Go with them?
Yes.
Okay. The next is 2021-345, and it's authorizing a refund of $20 to one of our ice cream vendors. They get a badge, and per our ordinance, the ordinance 2019-004, if they return their badge, they get a refund of $20. That's self-explanatory. 2021-346 has been pulled from the record for this meeting.
Just look, I was looking for more information on that.
Okay.
It came up kind of abruptly, and I just want to see more details on it.
Gotcha.
Okay. Always looking to be more efficient, but I just needed some more details.
That's fine with me. This is your forte. I trust you. The next is 2021-347. It's authorizing the adoption of the Atlantic County Multiple Jurisdictional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan. And just by what I'm reading, it's a possible FEMA funds for the Winchester Bulkhead Project. Am I correct?
Michael's here to talk about it.
Michael Hill.
Cahill.
Yes, please. I just did it in four words.
Yeah, that grant is basically, it's the potential for grant monies. We have to come up with plans to mitigate hazards in the municipality, whether it be bulkheads, whether it be modifying structures, pump houses, generators, to meet the standards. So what we do is we come up with all these type of basically
schematics.
We need these grand plans to make the city a safer, better place, okay, and more able to withstand tidal flooding and storm surge and the like. And then when the federal government opens up money for certain types of projects that meet the standard that we've designed to, we have the availability to get that money.
Gotcha.
And that is granted to us.
So it's because proactive.
We have the time and effort into designing the plans, but no funds to complete.
Right. Okay.
So this is our goal through the OEM office, working with Public Works and the city engineer to come up with that list of projects.
And so it's being proactive. So when the money comes available, yes, we're there.
Well, we're hopefully getting in line, and we're hopefully going to the front of the line because we've been a little more in the planning mode than others.
Great.
That's the goal.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
You're good with that?
Yes, absolutely. I've been talking with that.
Great. Next is resolution 2021-348. It's authorizing the sale of the police canine to the handler, Police Lieutenant Dave Geckel, for $1. The next is 2021-349. It's authorizing the sale of the police canine to his handler, Acting Police Sergeant Mark Franco, for $1. We're okay with them?
Yes. I think Chief Biaggi explained that whole process.
Yes, he did.
Extremely well.
Yes, he did.
We had had that explanation, but it was good to get that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Next is 2021-350, and this is authorizing the city of Ventnor to hire the entry-level police officers pursuant to the public law 2021-C7. And basically, it amends, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, Maria, it softens up some civil service processes. It bypasses some steps. As long as the individual has the basic courses for as a police officer, we can hire them and go forward. Right. Which makes sense because I know the state's civil service
division has lost a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They don't even do tests that often. They do education and experience. Okay, we'll go with that.
Next. Yes.
Okay. Next is 2021-351. That's authorizing the hiring of Michael D. Blitz part-time as a school traffic guard. The next is 2021-352, awarding a contract for a valve and installation of Surrey and Edgewater fire hydrant to Garrison in the amount not to exceed $6,400.
Ernie, this is the insertion valve we needed?
Okay.
There's no valve there now.
Okay. So
you have to put one in while it's live.
Gotcha.
Not working.
Okay. So it's not there.
Inactive.
If it's not working, it's not there to me.
Correct.
Next is 2021-353. That's awarding the contract for tree planting on Fulton and Harvard Pump Station to Lyons Garden Market in the amount not to exceed $8,000. And this is the first one. We have other pump stations to try to mask the look of that for the neighbors. Am I correct?
Aesthetically improved.
Thank you. Thank you for making that sound better. We good with that?
Yes.
Next is 2021-354, and that's awarding the emergency contract for repiping well number 10 and restore concrete sidewalk to Arthur Henry in the amount of $36,860.
Yes.
I think that's self-explanatory.
Yep.
Hear about well 10 one more time.
All the wells.
Yes, I know. I know.
But we're getting there.
We're getting there little by little.
Yep. Yeah.
The next is 2021-355, and that's awarding Polistene and Associates for design and contract management inspection services for the proposed upgrades to well number 4, not to exceed $49,000.
Yes.
Right.
We're well heavy this month.
Yes, I see that. Then we will have the approval of bills and payrolls for this period. And the next is discussion items. Is Tim McGuire on Zoom? Yeah. Do we need him for that? Yes.
Yeah, it's his.
He's not on?
No, he's not on.
Okay. So then we're going to skip the discussion item till our solicitor comes on.
Okay.
So back to that. We will jump to the public portion. The public portion at this time is for anyone in Zoom or in the chambers. This is the time you can speak on anything that we just discussed. There will be another public portion at the end of the meeting where you can discuss anything you like. But at this time, it is only on what we are going to vote. So when I open up to the public, if anyone in Zoom, they will let Jim know. And anyone here in the chambers, you come to the microphone, you state your name and your address, and you can ask us any questions on what we're going to vote on shortly. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So it's open to the public. You're okay for now, sir? Yeah. Jim, anybody out there?
Is there anybody in the Zoom audience who wishes to speak on any items that are being voted on or discussed tonight? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized.
He texted me. He would be what I told him. So I'm Zoom.
And I don't see anyone.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? I will second it. I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular meeting?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do not have any minutes. We have no ordinance introductions. We have no public hearings on any ordinances, and we do not have any adoptions. So the next is, do I have a motion to adopt the resolutions 2021-338 through 2021-355, excluding 2021-346, which was pulled?
So moved.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Creep, Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, will you please give us our bills and payroll for this period?
Yes. The bill list for this period was $5,129,739.11. And we had two payroll periods for this period. The first payroll was $562,806.63. And the second was $552,572.65.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
I'll second. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do have the safety reports and hazard mitigation plan update that is here. We do not usually go through all that in somewhat poor people, but it is all in writing. So the next part of the meeting is commissioner comments and reports. Lance, do you mind if I go real quick?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to mention some upcoming events for the city of Ventnor. On the 28th of this month at 5 p.m., there will be the tree lighting at the synagogue. The Ventnor Shul, is that how they say it? Shul?
Menorah lighting.
What did I say?
Tree.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Right. Menorah lighting. So that is, and that's Sunday, am I correct? The 28th, right? Okay.
What time is it?
5 o'clock. And then we, the city, out of respect to the synagogue, we always do ours after the next day. So ours will be Monday at 5:30 here at City Hall. And it's on the Sacramento Avenue. We bought a magnificent menorah. How many years has it been, Ed? Three or four? 3 years ago, we bought a beautiful, actually, the rabbi from the synagogue, he loves it. It is. It's a piece of art. It's beautiful. And so we do the lighting in, out of respect for the Jewish religion, but we do it after the synagogue. So ours is Monday, the 29th at 5:30 p.m. And then on Friday, December 3rd at 5:30, we will be doing our tree lighting, lighting our Christmas tree, same side of City Hall, which is Sacramento Avenue. And then the next day, 12/4, December 4th at 5 p.m., starts our Twilight Parade, which goes from Troy Avenue to
Nashville.
Nashville. So it's
opposite direction as years past.
Right, from Troy to Nashville. And there's a few businesses that may be doing something, but we'll update that on our Facebook page, as long as you know the time and the to and from locations. So I think that's all I have at this time. Okay. Also a reminder to the public that we do have, we still have some beach badges, the holiday beach badges?
We do.
We do.
Yes, and they're still for sale.
And they're really adorable. They're great. They're 12, how many?
We'll be on sale on Monday.
We're going to sell them again on Monday. They're $12, they're in a gift box. Mm-hmm. It's a nice stocking stuffer or just a holiday gift for someone. And they have it before the mad rush comes in April and May. So just mention that. I wanted to mention that as well. I think that's it, Lance.
Okay.
You're up.
Thank you, Mayor. Couple of things, updates on construction projects. The ramp at Suffolk Avenue is ongoing. We hope to have that ramp reopened, say, 2 weeks from Tuesday. Yeah, 2 weeks from Tuesday.
2 weeks from Tuesday?
Yeah. So the boardwalk still has a detour around it because the concrete, part of it's poured, it has to cure, and we don't want to get it damaged.
Gotcha.
It's brand new. And it's a different setup. It really came out. Nice. Ed worked with the Army Corps to get a really nice
walkway. That's my beach. Well, you know what I mean. That's the beach I've gone to my whole life.
And then HQ, Lifeguard HQ, will be, once that ramp is opened, then we'll schedule the demolition of Lifeguard HQ and get that project started.
So, can't wait. I'm so excited. Yeah.
That'll be nice. That will be nice. Lastly, if you've been following some of the city's social media and the Ventnor Business Association, which is kind of restarting,
yes.
Brenda Dowd from Mock Darts and a couple other of our local businesses have really stepped up, and we're going to try and make a better run of this. I think we have a different group that's involved this time.
Right.
It was started a few years back. Yeah. And it's been, both Commissioner Kriebel and I were able to make both the first two meetings. One was a breakfast meeting, and then last night we had a meet and greet at Santucci's.
Cool.
The first one was at North Beach Cafe, which was great. Good turnout. Last night was even better. Nice. We had 40 different businesses here, business owners in the city that were there. We brought in, I invited Michael Chait, who heads up the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce. He suggested that once they get, they're really not formed yet, they have to form. Once they form, that they would join the chamber as a municipal member, something like that, or a small business association member, and then they could use his services.
Oh, great. Piggyback off of them.
A lot of good outreach, a lot of good ideas from Michael and his team.
Right.
Right. So I'm a member through CRDA of the chamber. I sit on their board. And it really can help the businesses get their messages out. The Atlanta County Eats page that everybody's seeing, if you've eaten at a restaurant or looked to eat at a restaurant, Michael started that right as COVID hit to kind of get information out about restaurants that were still open. It's huge. It's a great tool for the restaurants to put stuff out. People say, hey, look, I'm looking to go eat here. Right. What's it like? Right. And so that's the kind of tool that he brings to the table, tools that he does bring to the table.
Brenda is heading this, right?
So she was the instigator. I'll give her that credit. Yes. What'll happen is they have to get together and create a board.
A board, okay.
So she put it out there last night and asked for interest.
Okay.
To start a steering committee.
Great.
To select the board.
Okay.
And what was asked was that at least one person from each of our districts, our commercial districts, be on that board. So you have representation from North Beach, Dorset,
South Central, and Dorset.
South Central. Yeah. Apparently, it's called Gateway. I always call it the South District, but it's Gateway.
Okay. So I call it South Tech.
Me too.
I spoke with her today, and told her to keep me informed of the meetings because I didn't realize that there was one.
Last night's came up on me really quick, but I was able to make it, so it was nice. What I think. And what Commissioner Kriebel and I told them is, look, tell us what we can do to help.
Right.
There's some ideas out there that Hamilton has a really good downtown.
Yes.
They have one downtown. Right. We've got five.
Yeah, so you're right. Yeah, there's just straight.
So there's ideas that they use, awnings, different signage requirements, things like that. And there's grants you can get.
Right.
So I'm going to bring Jim Rutella into that group and look at getting grant funding to help with some of those improvements.
Right.
And I also said to the business owners, look, we're going to start asking you guys to fix your properties up.
Right.
You know, with enforcement of code violations.
Right.
You know, during COVID, we kind of backed off of that a little bit with signage and things. We're coming back to normal, so you've got to maintain your properties.
Exactly.
That includes from the curb to your facade.
Right. Some take care of it like it's their home, and other ones
don't take care of it like it's anybody's home.
Exactly.
So, and that's the positives that are coming out of this.
Great.
People are starting to meet each other.
Good.
We had businesses that were in the same block and didn't know each other.
And so. Brenda, you know, she just what she does. She's so creative and artistic that she thinks out of the box all the time.
She does.
She does.
So I give her a lot of credit for starting this thing up.
Yeah, because she hasn't been here that long. She's not
3 years.
Yeah, she three hasn't years. Been here.
For Matter of fact, I think yesterday or the day before was her 3 year anniversary.
I think I'm just going to write over my paycheck soon at her after I get pick up my order.
Christmas
for Christmas, it's dangerous. You can't walk in there and not buy stuff.
Everything.
But
every time Boomer goes to the vet, we go in there and buy stuff.
You can't help yourself. Yes. Oh yeah, stand on the fire. You know what? That's not my fault. Excuse me. I'm going to throw somebody under the bus right now.
That again.
Lisa was supposed to give it all.
I'm sorry. I just went to the website. That's what was.
Wait. Okay, Mike. That is. The 10th, right?
And then that will be on the Facebook page.
So that's 12:10. Santa will be going around Ventnor as he has the last couple of years on our fire truck. Is it going to do? Are you going to do the big new one?
No, we use the reserve.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that information will be on our and the map will be on there. So. People know what corners to go on with their children. I am sorry that was not on my list, but I'm not taking the blame for that. I'm throwing Lisa right under the bus.
Nice. Just two more announcements.
Absolutely.
So tomorrow we have a property sale. It's up on Ventnor Avenue, right near Jackson. Tomorrow at 3:30, minimum bid on that is $218,000. It's in person here in this room.
Correct.
In our committee meetings for December,
yes,
we're going to change one of them.
Right.
The first one will be on the normal night of December 9th.
Yes.
The second meeting in the month will be December 21st, which is a Tuesday.
Yes.
We want to make sure people.
It's a Tuesday. Lisa will do the proper advertising because it would have been the 23rd, which is
2 days before
Christmas. 2 days before Christmas. So we're going to switch that. Lisa, you'll do all the, cancel and you'll do all the proper Absolutely. Advertising. So we'll be good with that. All right, we're good?
I'm good.
Okay, so now we have a public portion, and this is for anybody in the chambers or Zoom that would like to discuss anything, because now we have voted. So If you have something to say, you have to state your name and address, and then questions or concerns. We do try to limit it. Sometimes people come with issues, even dealing with their neighborhood. And if it's something, things like that, we cannot resolve right here, then your best bet is that you meet up with the individual commissioner privately. But you can voice your opinions, concerns, but usually some things cannot be fixed immediately at these meetings. So, do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so it's now open to the public. Jim, do you have anybody out there?
Anybody in Zoom who wishes to speak on any items, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized.
All right, I'm going to put them on hold, and anyone in the audience here in the chamber, since they're physically here, if you'd like to come up to the, sir, come up to the microphone, and then we have my crisis.
Good evening. My name is Eric Shapiro. I live at 6 North Newark Avenue. And I want to say compliments to the water and sewer people that have come out and worked with us. However, our problem still exists. They are building a pool at South Rossboro on the Ventnor and Rossboro, Ventnor Avenue. The water is being piped into a drain. It is running this way and then crossing the it's underwater. Crossing the street, Ventnor Avenue, onto Newark on my side, which is the south side. And we have water all the way from Ventnor, from that drain in Ventnor to 10 South. You've got six houses. My driveway has a little bit of a lip. It's 2 feet deep at this point, and it's 3 feet out. Dogs come by.
One question. It's 2 feet deep?
It's
the water is 2 feet deep?
Today it is. There's a lot of water.
2 feet deep.
Yes.
In front of your driveway.
Yeah. Ask Ernest.
2 feet.
18 inches.
Okay. Okay.
No, not today it is.
2 feet deep.
I said.
Water in front of your driveway, 2 feet deep.
If you want to argue about that point, then I'll.
But you're making a statement.
I'm making a statement that in my driveway, you can't get out of the car without your feet getting wet.
Okay. So the person who is building their pool has permits to do that.
Yes, he is. And I went over to talk to him today.
Okay.
He's pouring cement maybe a month from now. Now, we're going to get a lot of rain in the next couple of months. All I'm going to do is have more water. It's not on the, south, north side of my street. It's on the south side. I'm on the south side of the street, Newark, North Newark. It is all on our side of the street from the gutter, the drain, the storm drain at Newark and Ventnor. On the other side of the street where the pool's being built. So this water is going down Ventnor Avenue, crossing over Ventnor Avenue over to Newark from Rossboro and down the south side of the street all the way up to 10 South, 10 North. I've had them out a number of times. They claim Ernie's been working really hard on trying to get it straight. I know that they are fulfilling their commitment to their specifications and whatever they were awarded to. However, no one suspected that water is going to run left, right, and left, and up a street.
So that's the drainage pattern. That's how the drainage works in the city.
Exactly.
So that is how it works, unfortunately. What I'll do is I'll talk to our code enforcement and see what permits he has out, make sure they're
I think they all have all the permits. What they're doing is, they're taking the drain from the digging to the
water. So what they're doing is they're dewatering?
Yes.
That's groundwater that's coming.
Groundwater's coming
that up.
And pumping that up.
They filter it, and then it goes down.
Filter it in, it goes down that drain on Ventnor Avenue.
Correct.
And then the water runs, it's not obvious how it's running, but it runs to Newark and across the street. My wife, I think, talked to you.
She did.
About
I understand how the drainage patterns work, and that's the way the water runs in the city. For him to be doing it so long, it is problematic. I get that.
Why is it deeper at our street than just where he's dumping it?
So it's
and the leaves are building up now. So
we live on an island. It's
right.
Flat.
I understand.
The drainage is the drainage. We can't change that.
I was a deputy commissioner of operations for the Philadelphia School District. I ran 330 schools. around architecture, engineering. I know what happens when you, even when you give somebody permission, you open up a wall, you might have to change your order because there's something there that's not there. What I don't understand is why didn't anybody expect digging 10 feet deep that they're going to hit groundwater 3 feet?
They do. They know that. That's why they have a dewatering system.
Right, which doesn't work.
No, it's working.
It's working, yeah. It's pouring water all over my house.
Well, it follows the drainage pattern of the city.
It's a strange pattern. For it to cross, not over to the other side of Rossboro, other side of Newark, it comes left and goes under Ventnor Avenue and onto Newark.
Because we do not have what we call a siphon system.
I know what you don't have.
I'm trying to answer your question. You're
not here's my question. When's it going to stop? I got leaves building up in there. It's clogged. Maybe some of the drain on Newark is clogged up with leaves. I don't know.
We will check that, but not every intersection. This is what I was trying to explain to you. Not every intersection has what we call a siphon system. So a lot of the streets will go down a block and then go down through a drain under the street and then bubble up on the other side. That's what's happening here.
That makes a lot of sense, the way that it's laid out.
It's the way the city was built 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, so, maybe we ought to do something different 100 years later.
So in order to do that, you'd be digging up almost every street in the city.
Well,
change that drainage pattern.
So maybe your swimming pool rules and regulations need to be looked at. If someone's going to dig into 10 feet down into the, and he hits a street water, groundwater at 3 feet. So from three, right. So for 3 months, this is 3 months going on now. I can't get out of my car on my side of the street.
So a lot of the delays that are happening is because of products that they can't get. We've had, there's a gentleman trying to finish a pool right here on Cambridge Avenue that's been going on since probably last January. When they started it, he couldn't get the gunite to finish the pool. That's probably the same issue you're having with the gentleman.
No, he's got everything he needs. He's got 3 more weeks for the work, and then he's going to pour cement. And then when he pours cement, the water will stop.
Right.
But the problem is, I have a dirty, filthy, leaf-covered street. Dogs walk down our street. They try to drink that dirty water. Got to pull them away. It's a hazard to the animals around us. It's a hazard to me and my wife.
Mr. Spire, do you know if they have a filter on the end when they pump it out of the ground? Is there a filter bag on the street there?
Yes, there is. Okay. Yes, there is. They seem to me that they're doing what they're supposed to do, what they were licensed to do, and the specs that they've submitted were approved. And it seems to me that they're doing the right job.
That part is actually out of our hands. It's DEP that grants that.
Right.
I will check into it and see if
I just want to know who's going to clean the street when the water stops, because its leaves are falling off now.
Well, we do. We clean the streets.
Yeah, but I'm not sure you're going to clean all this.
Well, we'll give it our best effort.
Okay.
I will find out what I can from code. And I'll actually
I've talked to code. Ernest has talked to me.
Ernie's Public Works.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to
Ernie's very aware. He's been great.
So I'm going to talk to Jim Agnesino, who issues the permits to build the pool.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that's all.
I just want to tell you, Ernest has been wonderful.
Ernie does great. And
he responds quickly.
If we can maybe run the sweeper down there a little more often, guys, maybe that would help a little bit.
Until they're done there.
Like almost on a daily basis, if we can.
And if you can we post that?
As much as we can. Just get it down there and even park cars, yeah.
Well, we have
right.
Thursday.
If Ed sees it open, have him run down there.
Yeah, and I see that the sweeper goes around. We're not enforcing right now the street parking for sewer and disposal. They're allowing us to stay on that street because it's so filthy that they're kind of going around and they have cars around them.
They should be enforcing the no parking for street cleaning days.
They're not. Well, I moved my car. I'm going to move my car.
You need to start doing that again, please.
Yeah, because that was supposed to reinstitute back in September.
Yeah, I know that, and the guy tries, but there's so many cars on our side of the street that aren't moving.
Ticketed.
Yes.
Yeah, they should be at least notified that they're doing something wrong.
Well, there's a sign there that says don't park here.
I got you.
On 10 to
12, 12 to, yeah. Right. It's for us, it's Thursday.
Mine too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I want to say. I also want to tell you that my experience in construction is as good as anybody's you had. If there's ever a project that you need any help on, I can project manage. I can read takeoffs. I can do entire drawings. So I built 13 schools in 8 years. So and the highest one was 110 million.
Hmm.
So I have that kind of experience and looking for something to do sometimes. And if there's something that you guys have that you need a little help on, I volunteer my services. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Shapiro.
Thank you very much. Tim.
Talk to Jimmy about that. Yeah. Good evening, Tim Kreischer, Vetner. I was going to ask you to do it, but since he's here, I want to wish Tim McGuire good luck in his new endeavor and thank him for his years of service. He's served the city of Vetner admirably going back to when you're partners with Marty Wilson. So good luck and thanks for all you've done for Vetner. And I want to wish the commission good luck tomorrow on the sale.
Yes.
On 4800 Vetner Avenue. Hopefully,
we didn't have any luck the first
time. You're buying it, Timmy.
Did you put it up for sale before?
Yeah.
Second time. So, if it doesn't sell tomorrow, then we can reach out to maybe adjoining property owners and see if they have any interest. Right.
Well, good luck. Hopefully, you get more than the asking price. But
agreed.
Just to add a little historical perspective to it, do you know how the city became owner of that property?
Do with some contamination there.
No. It used to be a building that was originally years and years and years ago, 2 units. It ended up being 8 units. And somebody had the foresight to take in a settlement for extremely high water and sewer bills. Somebody in the city had the foresight to take ownership of that property and have it torn down so that we'd have 8 less units in the city in an extremely dense part of the city. So that's how the city became owner of it.
Gotcha.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. When will be if your last meeting with us?
Or the last meeting is
December 21st.
December 21st. Isn't that the first day?
It is.
It's going to be a Tuesday.
We have to move that one because it would have been the 23rd.
Tuesday the 21st?
Yes.
I should be able to make
that. Yeah, I think you told me you could.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Yes, I don't think I publicly congratulated you.
Few have, Mayor. Few have. But thank you.
Absolutely. We are going to miss you.
I am going to be devastated with you leaving us, but you know what? You deserve it. You earned it. And the municipal consolidated courts of the county will be successful, and it's going to put the state of New Jersey and Atlantic County on the map.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for all your help along the way, side by side. So
I've seen him more.
We still see. I know.
We see each other at all the meetings, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to say. Yeah, I'm excited.
Besides saving all the money for us and. Look, I've talked to you about this. I talked to Judge Johnson about this, Nelson. And he said, look, it's going to be a much fairer system.
Absolutely. That was right? The key. Yeah.
And that is key to it. But you know what's going to make me the happiest? See that wall over there? Right? Is that the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life?
And we're not in compliance with the state.
It's supposed to come all the way up to where Maria is.
It should be. The judge should come from the public.
Yeah.
So not only goes down, we get office space, but I think that between the judges and thus far of the people we were brought on to hire, I think it's going to be great. I really do.
I agree.
I'm excited, but I am devastated to lose you as our solicitor. I can't have everything I want, but you deserve it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good work by you.
So I guess that's it, right? We have to do a discussion. 6601.
Oh yeah, 6601.
That's the property, right?
If you remember, Scott Abbott had approached us about buying a parcel of property out there.
Right.
Somehow, Scott is no, I guess he represented the sellers. New buyers came in. They bought it. They're represented by Eric Goldstein. Eric indicated, would the city still be interested in selling? And I said, yeah, I think they would be. Send me a meets and bounds description, but I will bring it up at a commission meeting and ask them. So I just wanted to know if that was still a go.
So there was a portion of it we were okay with.
And the other portion we weren't.
Possibly selling, and the other portion might be a license.
Right.
I think that's what we talked about. Right, Ed? That was because they want to put a bulkhead in, which is great. And they were just at the planning board last month, I think, for the house.
Okay.
And the gentleman says, look, I just want to make the bulkhead all the same all the way around.
Right.
And if you walk the property, it's spongy. The bulkhead's failed really bad. So he wants to redo it all. So I think portion we can sell at whatever the rate is. You do an appraisal on whatever that number is. And there's no other adjoining property owner. And then the license would be the portion that's in the right of way, you know, where the street is. So
I'm going to have him put down in writing exactly what it is he wants.
Good.
And then we'll go.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Great.
I just wanted to make sure you're still okay.
And yes.
You tell.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. We're good. Okay. I guess that's it, right?
That's
so
it.
I told you, Tim.
We closed the public portion.
Jim, is there anyone else out there in Zoom?
Anybody in Zoom who wishes to speak or question on any items? Please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you will be recognized.
He's back in announcement. See if anybody's.
I know.
Nobody, Beth.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Did I have to ask for a motion for that? Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion as well.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I get to hit it twice tonight.
Yes, you do.
Meeting adjourned.
I think that's a record, so we're going to.